record.
Item number three is subdivision and rezoning for 461 Ham Street under file DASZ 28 of 2010. And this will be heard concurrently with item number four, a variance for 461 Ham Street under file DAV 1588-66 of 2010-D.
Okay, Mr. Reimer, could you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Blaine Reimer. I'm from 461 Ham Street.
Okay. Go ahead, Mr. Reimer.
I'm proposing to subdivide my primary residence into three lots instead of one. Okay. 250-foot wide frontage lots and roughly an 86-foot lot for my primary residence. And they're roughly 265 feet deep, fair size.
You've read the planner's report?
Yeah, I have. I have somewhat of a concern. I voiced it to Shirley today. The cost involved in clauses four, five, and six. Whether I have any reason to argue it, I don't know. But I was going to try. The cost for the street, for the building of streets in that area, I don't believe it really affects the subdivision where I'm at. That's to the south of me. Most of the access that I would use on those lots would be the north, Ham to Grassy Boulevard. I don't know if that would be a concern to you guys at all. But cost-wise for myself, it's a concern.
Ms. Mattel, could you just elaborate on these charges and why they're here? Or what's the rationale? Because they aren't exactly related directly to this property in question.
That's correct, Mr. Chair. But when the costs were set up for those particular pieces of infrastructure, Concordia Avenue East, they were done on an area basis. The boundary was established for the area which would benefit from those that infrastructure, and this land falls within that boundary.
Mm-hmm. So what is the area then? The area that's been identified?
I can't tell you that. I'm sorry.
You were going to say something?
I had actually asked that question today. I was curious on the boundaries. How far away can you be? Where do you draw the line? Mm-hmm. I had subdivided some lots in the past behind my residence. I had no issue with paying for all the costs that Qualico had provided at streets and everything else, because those lots back onto a new development. The access road is Concordia Avenue, more than likely, but fronting onto Ham Street, the main access out would be directly onto Grassy Boulevard, which is
as of now.
Yeah.
However, the subdivision that's been approved for that is to close Ham Street at Grassy, north of Williamson. The reason that hasn't been done is primarily because of your subdivision. The decision was made not to do it because of the fact that construction vehicles would have to go through existing residential areas to get to your property to do the construction, so therefore better to keep it open until you're done.
Nice
and
to know.
Then it would be closed, which is an obligation by Qualico.
Yeah.
So that's...
Okay. Yeah. I was talking to Eric Vogan about that. He wasn't sure if they were closing it off or not.
He's obligated to close it. He knows that.
Okay. He was playing vague with me.
Yeah.
I think still, if that is closed off from the rumor mill, if it is or he's obligated to do it, I think access still would be towards the north, through along Williamson to Grassy or what have you. It's a much shorter distance. Mm-hmm. I guess whether the new development was put in place and those streets had been put in place or not, the lots that I'm subdividing, I don't think they would have been subdividable 20 years ago without all that infrastructure in, per se, I think. But that's my only concern. If if anybody wants to take a look at that. But
what, just while you're here, what clarification, because we have nobody else so far that I can see registered in opposition or for information. Ms. Mattel, is the item 4, 5, and 6 read very similar? What is the subtle difference between the three? The clauses are very similar, if not a...
Well, clause 4, it's, well, it's two sections of Concordia Avenue East, basically. 4 and 6, right? The area.
And the last one is Peguis, or?
Number 5 is Peguis.
Number 5 is Peguis, improvements in Peguis Street. Improvements in Concordia Avenue East on an area charges of 4. Improvements in Peguis Street on area basis is 5. And improvements that cost improvements to Concordia East on area basis, it reads the same, 6 reads the same as 4. What's the difference?
Well, 6 is in Concordia between the works under 4 and above and the limit of the existing Concordia Avenue East, immediately south of Whittington.
Immediately south of where?
Whittington Road.
Okay. So that's way off to the east. Okay. And then the
very
next
east,
one is what?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the next one is what? The 6 is what?
Under 4, it's Concordia Avenue East between the Lage Concordia Interchange and the east limit of Peguis Street.
See, I can understand that charge because that would be potentially a charge that, you know, that's coming from Lage Moody Interchange to Concordia, but going all the way to Whittington, that's on down at the other end.
Yes, yeah.
Of Concordia East. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure I'm
it
right.
Is, it is, yeah.
Yeah. So that's immediately south of Whittington. Yeah. Okay.
And the reason, like the cost, was I was given the cost today. It would be roughly $13,000.
All three of these?
In 2008 pricing. I haven't been given the 2011 pricing, which will be given to me when, I guess, in the near future, I'm assuming. So it will be more than $13,000. That's roughly speaking, $13,000.
For the cost of the street. For the total of those three items.
Yeah, those three items.
Okay.
There's a dedication fee on top of that.
Right, which everybody has.
Right, I'm not arguing that.
Okay.
The reason why the cost is so high, I believe also, is because the lots are so big. I don't really have a choice in the size of the lot, really, because of the easement running through them. There's nothing you can do with that land. Really, it's green space. It's pretty much useless behind my residence there, other than for green space.
That's the corridor there, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the pipeline.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's really all I have to say.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, what I'm going to do is, and again, you know, when it goes to the standing committee, the public service may oppose, but I could definitely see the benefit of you not having to pay the costs related to the lands immediately south of Whittington Road, because that's completely to the east, and your traffic's not going to be going that route. So I don't understand how that would be an area charge on your lands.
I'd appreciate it if you'd at least look at it.
It'll be 4 and 5, but look at amending it so that 6 would be deleted. I'm not too sure in terms of the $13,000-some charge what that would actually work out to.
No, I don't know either, yeah.
Because this is infrastructure that's already been put in place, correct? We're charging back now the costs of what was installed.
Yes, Mr. Chair, but this was to be done under the development agreement for Harborview with Qualico. There's an undertaking by the city to pay back Qualico for these.
Yes,
this infrastructure on an area basis, and this land is within that area, and that is a commitment that the city has with Qualico.
All right. Okay, duly noted. Thank you. Any other questions of the? Any other issues? Driver? No?
No.
Mr. Chair, for sure. Go ahead.
The ACG report is missing. You may notice that I wasn't involved in the preparation of the ACG report. It's missing a standard clause that I would ask be inserted.
Okay.
I have discussed it with the applicant, and he doesn't have a problem with it. It's a very standard clause about how the applicant should be paying for the engineering services.
Okay. And the clerk has that clause?
Yes.
I'm familiar with what you've seen.
Saying. Okay. All right. Okay. Is there anybody who's registered in opposition of this application? Anybody else who's registered in opposition of this application? Anybody here who's registered for information? Anybody here who's registered for information? Seeing none. All right. I don't have any other questions, Mr. Reimer. Thanks. Do you have anything you wish to add?
No, that's it.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. Councilor Boyd, if you want to take the chair.
I'd like to ask public service.
Oh, sure. I'm sure. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead. Yeah. Sorry.
If we may.
Yeah. No.
What's the distance between proposed Lot 1 and Notley Drive to the north? Ballpark is good enough.
Ballpark. Both proposed Lot 1 and Lot 2 are 15 meters in width, so 30 meters roughly, I would estimate.
A little more than that.
Sorry.
Like between proposed Lot 1 and Notley Drive, maybe 100 feet?
Yeah.
100
yeah,
feet. Now, what type of road service is there on Notley Drive?
Notley Drive, I believe there's concrete
pavement. Concrete pavement, yeah. So I'm just curious, you're recommending a positive recommendation for subdivision of lots on a street without a full range of municipal services, is that correct?
That is correct.
I mean, I can understand that if it's, you know, far out and remote, but when it's only maybe 100 feet away, why would that be the recommendation?
As you're well aware, normally we are very consistent in requiring...
I'm not holding Mr. Reimer here.
For sure, absolutely. But as you're well aware, normally we're very consistent in our requirement for a full range of municipal services. Main idea being that without those full range of municipal services, it may compromise future orderly development. Now, in this case, there's no potential for any additional development on this dead end road of Ham Street. These last two lots will be the last two lots created, and after that, there won't be any more development potential.
Did I not see on the report somewhere that there's a high density gas line running through this property somewhere?
Yes, that's running through through an easement that cuts through the middle of the property.
So it wouldn't be possible. I mean, there's a lot of space between these properties, behind these properties here. There's no way to build a small cul-de-sac or anything back there. Not sufficient land.
It's completely.
If you were combined with the rear lots of these other homes on hand.
No, that easement, that gas line.
Would be the problem. I have issues with subdivisions on Knowles Avenue up in my ward, very close to you guys here, and every request I've had to subdivide lots has been turned down. They have very similar circumstances, water, sewer, but 100-foot lots, and again, wanting to subdivide these lots. I'm not holding you, Mr.
No,
sorry.
I
apologize, Mr.
Chair. I know the past.
Anyways.
I knew we were going with this.
So, anyways, I'm going to support it. I do sort of question how... when Plan Winnipeg is referenced and used, but I will be supporting this. Go ahead. I'll take the chair then.
All right. Thank you, Councilor Boyd. Thank you very much, Mr. Reimer.